A new study suggests that pollution entering the Genesee River is affecting the water quality on Lake Ontario. As the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, community members from across western New York came together yesterday to address the issue and create a roadmap for change.
The study from the college at Brockport shows that human activity along the Genesee River Basin is having a direct impact on the water quality in Lake Ontario. Lead author of the research, Joe McCarowitz, spoke at Thursday's summit, urging communities to tackle the issue of pollution at a local level. He says reducing runoff from agricultural activities and wastewater treatment plants would go a long way towards improving water quality. In particular, he says, it would address the levels of phosphorus, a chemical which fuels algae growth.
Upgrading wastewater treatment plants, all the ones on the Genesee River, 25 or so, to tertiary treatment, actually decreases the amount of phosphorus by 10%. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but that's 38,000 kilograms of phosphorus.
Increased water quality has recreational, health, and environmental benefits, McCarowitz says. The Genesee River Basin spans portions of 9 counties in western New York, from below the Pennsylvania border all the way up to the Rochester area. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.